The next patient is Luz Garcia. The first name is L-U-Z. The last name is Garcia. Garcia is G-A-R-C-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. It has been present for more than 20 years, period. The patient says that he has been dealing with a blurred vision and alterations in the eyes for a lengthy period of time. Recently, the patient has been receiving intraocular injections. He stated that the laser has not been given to him. The patient is a patient of the Central Florida Healthcare, Mrs. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. APRN has referred him because of the presence of proteinuria. The patient had a laboratory workup that was done in August 11 of 2023, in which the albumin creatinine ratio is 570. I don't have a protein creatinine ratio, and I don't have a urinalysis in order to complete the assessment. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.1, a BUN, of 19, and an estimated GFR that is 63. Sodium, potassium, chlorine, and CO2 are within range. I have noticed that the CO2 has the tendency to be in the low side, 18 to 20. We are going to monitor this and make the necessary adjustments. This was just one determination, period. In other words, the most likely situation is that the patient has diabetic nephropathy with an elevated macroalbumin creatinine ratio. And for that reason, we are going to start the patient on Jardiance, 25 milligrams every day. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C in this patient has been between 8 and 8.5 most of the time. The patient was started on Lantus and has been receiving metformin. We are going to monitor the diabetes mellitus. Following number, congestive heart failure, the patient had interventions at Advent Health. And he says that the 9 stents were deployed, and the cardiologist is Dr. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. We are going to see if it is possible to recover the notes from that office. Following over the history of arterial hypertension, today the blood pressure is 150 over 78. He says that at home he gets better readings. I recommended this patient to go in a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. I had the opportunity to discuss the diet at length. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, overweight. Reevaluation in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes with the documentation.